The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Aaron needs to put himself in that same spot and look at the mistakes he made in this and that and that. And I get it, because it is frustrating. And I would say, come on, man. Hey, I tapped you, and there was like a second delay. Get it? As soon as I tap you, that's what silent count is. You kind of goose his ass. And
you what?
You goose his ass. That's silent count. When you feel the goose, then you go to the gander.
That's what that saying means. All these years, I was wondering what that saying meant. I didn't realize it was football related.
I don't think that's what it means. I don't think that's what it means, Gabe. I would not take that to the bank if I were you.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Chewy every single day comes in and he's got his 100 ounces of water. He has a jug that he uses. Sometimes he uses this jug for too long and mold starts growing on it. We've had many discussions about the water that Chewy drinks. Today, Chewy's
water... Well, it's
water, Mio. Yes. Well, so Chewy
it's
will...
He'll
squirt some Mio in there.
What was that noise?
That's taking a leak.
Oh, man. If you take a leak and it sounds like what Ashton just did, please consult your doctor.
Your prostrate check.
Happy birthday.
Do you want to stick what? Where? I'm sorry. It's Jen's fault. Whenever she leaves, it's like, hey, mom's gone.
Let's do whatever we want. So Chewy does not have Mio in his water today. You have a doctor's appointment.
I do, where I have to give blood?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I mean,
I think they're going to give you.
Blood.
I don't think they're going to give you any blood.
Yeah.
I don't think you're Keith Richards and just getting a whole blood transfusion, unless you are. I don't know. But Chewy, so he's drinking regular water, just plain water. You know, I usually have some sort of water bottle that's just plain water. I don't do the Mio. Ashton does. And Chewy goes, I don't like the taste of water. Does water even have a taste? So that's the question I pose to you, 800-990-3776. Does water have a taste?
No, I don't think it does. Now, it probably has a taste because this jug is month and a half old. But water in general doesn't have a taste.
There's a taste.
I don't think there is.
I'm with Gabe. There's a taste. And also, like, water might be one of my favorite tastes.
No, I'm saying just pure water. Not,
tastes like
we're
spring.
Putting in fluoride. We're putting in,
tastes like spring.
Water?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know if it tastes like spring, but there's definitely, because you can tell the difference between good waters and bad waters. That's how I know it has a taste. Because you can, again, you can drink your water and go, that tastes bad. You can drink water and go, oh, that tastes good. If all water had no taste, you wouldn't be able to sell
Fiji
water for $4 a bottle.
What they're putting into the water,
sure.
Right? That gives it taste. Like, if you go to New York City and drink the water out of the tap, it is literally gross, but it makes very good bagels and pizza.
That's a fact.
Yeah. That is a fact.
That's 100% correct.
I'm just saying, drink out of a stream water. You don't taste it.
Yeah. So where I used to go deer hunting, we didn't have running water, but there was like a little stream that we had set up, so you'd go over there to get your water, to brush your teeth, do all that stuff. I'd drink water out of that. It still has, water tastes like water. There's a taste there. It's not like you just go, oh, that tastes like nothing. There's just water in my mouth.
Well, water is nothing.
No, water's water. It's H2O. There's a taste.
Have you ever
gone,
wow, that water tastes good?
Yes.
Not because you're thirsty.
Yes. And there's also been times where I've gone, that water doesn't taste good. I'm not going to name any brand names, but then I might end with Rasani. I'm not naming names, though.
No, you're not. No, you would never want to do that. You would never want to throw anything under the bus.
So, like, Chewy, though, you just don't understand or don't believe that people actually like the taste of water, if there is one.
Is there anyone that likes the taste of water?
I like the taste of water.
The taste of water's fine. But
would you rather have a little Mio in there or something to?
Yeah, Like
now,
so.
Now, rule of thumb should be forever. Well, if you're health conscious, you never drink your calories, right? I never. Monday through Friday.
Maybe later on Friday.
Yeah.
Once quitting time hits, once 9 o'clock hits, there are no rules for Chewy.
But there's no reason to drink calories because there's so many different drinks out there that have no calories.
Oh, yeah. So one of my favorite things on a golf course, to the point of would I rather have water or something with a little taste, Gatorade Zero is fantastic.
But
it tastes great.
Is it good for you, though?
There aren't any calories. They took all the sugar out.
Okay. See, I am addicted. I am literally addicted to Bublis.
Look,
Bubbly? Bubbly. Bubbly.
Bublé?
Michael Bublé.
What is it? How do you say it?
It's bubbly.
I believe it's bubbly.
Bubbly.
Okay.
It's bubbly.
No.
Yes, it sounds much better than bubbly.
I understand. I understand what you're doing. I'm just telling you
what
it is.
But I love it. I love it. They got tons of flavors.
You like that
flavors.
More than LaCroix?
Yes. Yes.
We're a LaCroix household.
Yes. That's why I don't like that guy from The Office.
What guy from The Office?
The guy who I didn't even know who he was.
Oh, Brian...
Baumgartner.
Like, I didn't know who he was, so we're doing this interview. It was me, Brett, and Frank. And I think it was the start of this season or the start of...
Last season.
Last season. Where you could go on the Packer thingamajigger and watch it. And I didn't know who he was, so...
Wait, hold up. Follow-up question. Was that a Zoom thing?
I think it was.
Okay.
But I was in Florida.
Oh, good to know.
But I was in Florida.
Oh, sure.
So I'm sitting there drinking a LaCroix, and Brett says, "True, what are you drinking there?" And I said, "LaCroix." And Brett knew exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And he goes, "It's not called that." I'm like, "Shut up." I'm like, "Who are you?"
Kevin from The Office.
Yeah.
He's Kevin from The Office. That's who he is.
Do you think he was joking or was he serious?
My guess is he was joking.
Yeah, my guess would also have been joking.
Right. It didn't sound jokingly, so I apologize.
You know what? On behalf of Kevin, I accept.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this now since we talked about this. Like, what are other things that people say that they don't or do like the taste of that are just like everyday items? Like water to me feels like you either...
Oh, what about coffee?
It's like, do people like the taste of coffee or just what it does?
I like the taste of coffee.
I like what it does. I would never drink coffee. If it was decaf, why would you drink coffee that's decaffeinated? Now, hold on.
Yep.
Are you putting cream and four sugars in it and liquid and this and that?
No.
Just straight black coffee.
Straight black coffee.
You like the taste.
I like
of
the
it.
Taste. Now, do I want do I want to throw brands under like your regular instant coffees that you're going to get at the store? No.
Just do rhyming like I did.
See, I don't believe you.
I want Rolgers? Probably not. But I go to Rolectivo around here, and they've got some really good, they have all these different flavors. We have two that we rotate between, one that I really like, one that my fiance really likes, and whenever I get a bag of coffee from there, that's what we rotate between.
Do you think people actually like the taste if you took the caffeine out of it and it just gave you essentially the same as drinking water? I think very few people would drink it.
That could be true, but I do really enjoy the flavor of coffee. And look, one of my favorite things about the holiday season that is going to be coming up, we've been talking about pumpkins and it's way too early, but once November hits, they have a coffee called Turkey Trot that is by far my favorite coffee. I will buy it as much as I can. I give it to people. It is the best flavored coffee out there. It's my favorite. I love it. And yeah, I enjoy the flavor of coffee.
All right, another one. I know you guys are beer drinkers. Would you drink a non-alcoholic beer? I would never in a million years. Why? There's so many better things.
I'm kind of with Chewy on that. I have never had non-alcoholic beer.
I've tried NA beers because I've got friends that will drink an NA. So I just want to, let me try that. Because I'm curious, how much the difference is, and there's really no difference. Really good ones will taste exactly like beer, but yeah, I don't have an interest right now in NA beers. And my grandpa had a fridge of old Milwaukee NA. We would go down to Arkansas. He had a fridge in his in the garage just full of NA beer.
So he liked the taste.
At some point, he decided that he really liked the taste and couldn't continue to drink as much as he was drinking.
Wow. I wonder if I drink wine. If he got no buzz from it.
just grape juice.
Get some Welch's.
I actually like Welch's. I mean, it's not good for you, but...
It's a lot of sugar.
A lot of sugar.
A lot of sugar.
Huh. Okay.
I think coffee is a good example, though.
Yeah, my guess is you wouldn't, because I don't know a lot of people who are drinking grape juice. I mean, it's obviously a thing.
Kids
it's out
do.
There.
Yeah,
well,
kids
you'll
kids
drink grape
it.
Juice, but I don't know too many adults that show up at a restaurant and go, you know what? I'll have a grape juice.
Actually, I just thought of where people might drink grape juice. At a continental breakfast at a hotel, you know, you've got the juice machine there. There's always like the orange juice, the apple juice, the grape juice. I see adults doing grape juice every once in a while there.
What's your go-to?
I do apple juice.
I drink cranberry.
I like orange.
Look at us. Diverse minds
here.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
I need you to put this on the poll, Ashton. I want to know if water has a taste. Put it on the poll. Does water have a taste? Yes or no? Chewy, you're still maintaining that no, water does not have a taste. Or have we convinced you that water does?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Because you know how the tongue functions, right? Do you guys know how the tongue works?
I'd love to hear from you how it works.
Educate us, please.
So there are parts of your tongues that taste different kinds of flavors.
Yeah.
Right? Your tip of your tongue, I think, is sour. The middle of your tongue is sweet. The sides of your tongue, I forget. That's why you have different sized wine glasses for different kinds of wines. So they hit your tongue
at a
certain
place.
Did you guys know that?
I did not. I did not know that about...
Hit it.
I did not know that about the tongue. I did not know that about
wine. Chewy was right. Holy.
Is that
Chewy was right?
The wine glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fascinated about that.
So I was questioning everything he was saying, going, is this really true? Until he said the wine glass thing. So clearly he had heard this from somewhere because Chewy is a wine connoisseur. If I want a good bottle of wine, I ask Chewy what bottle of wine I should get. So if I trust Chewy to that point, clearly the wine glass thing is true.
That's fascinating.
Therefore making everything else he said true.
Bordeaux glasses. Pinot.
Why aren't other alcohols like that? Or are they supposed
to be
like
that? That's why the mouth on the white wine is so small, because you want it to hit
the
tip
of
your
tongue,
because that's sour.
Huh.
That's sour?
Yeah. Your tip is.
The what's
sweet
middle?
Remember when you suck on sweet tarts and you just crush them and then you get bumps on the front very tip of your tongue?
He's good.
That's overload.
I have to hit it again, right?
Chewy was right.
I'm making so much sense.
Chewy was right.
When did you learn all this stuff?
I don't know. It's in there somewhere. I don't know exactly where it is and where it wants to come out, but... But sometimes it does.
Hey, here we are talking about different glasses.
It's a question you just don't answer.
Yeah, I suppose. Buy one window, get one free. That's right. Buy one window, get one free. You've heard me talk about this with Windows Select. I was actually out at Windows Select yesterday. They've got some pretty cool stuff coming up. I cannot wait for next month and you guys to find out everything that they are doing. But this week, they've got some pretty cool stuff going on. Buy one window, get one free, no payments for an entire year. That is typical for Windows Select. And then they back everything up with a double lifetime warranty because their products are A+ rated energy efficiency, Energy Star certified. So, of course, they're going to give you that double lifetime warranty. But this week and this week only, free installations. So right now, if you call Windows Select 262-703-3500 or go to windowsselect.com, you get buy one, get one windows. You get no payments for a year, but then you also get this week only free installation. That's right. To get free installation, get your price today and call Windows Select at 262-703-3500 or just go to their website at windowsselect.com. Make sure you tell them me, Gabe Neitzel from ESPN Milwaukee, sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm a big barterer. I am. Even though I'm getting stiffed on the deal and I know that.
I'm a big barterer.
But what is the review?
I'm a barter guy.
So on 94.5 ESPN.
Topic of conversation today has been Aaron Rodgers, who yesterday yelled, got after a little bit at Josh Myers. Didn't get the snap on time, trying to do some silent count stuff. Didn't snap the ball on time, so Rodgers got upset. Told him to snap the effing ball. So we've been discussing that. And the more we've talked about the Packers offensive line, the more I guess I just get a little bit concerned about this early portion of the schedule. Because if they're going to be starting two young guys, like Rodgers made a point yesterday. We've talked about it, how the Packers are all in because next year their salary cap, it's going to be tough. Just like going into this year, they went, oh boy, all right, we'll push some money to 2022 and hopefully we figure it out. Who knows who's going to be back, and Aaron Rodgers really believes that this is kind of a championship or bust season.
Look, I think we all know what's at stake, and I talked about that a little bit the other day about perspective and how important that perspective is to focus on this season and enjoy the most the most out of this season because there are a lot of unknowns. You know, Devontae, Marquez, Allen, Bobby, Mercedes, some guys up front, guys on defense. So, yeah, I mean, they jumped through some hoops to get out of the cap this year. Obviously, the cap is expected to go back up next year, but you never know. So we're just going to enjoy this season. It's title town. It's championship or disappointment just about every year.
Which is pretty much the same thing as championship or bust.
It's been like that for probably the last 25, 26 years. Ever since we won in 96, because I still don't think that was the case in 95. Even though we made it to the NFC Championship game.
Correct.
No one was really expecting us to beat Dallas, even though it was a very good game. But there's going to be a reset. Next year, the year after. I'm leaning towards more of next year, but it's not going to be championship or bust. Because they're going to be in cap hell next year.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
So it's all in this year, which is a good thing. But like I said, there's going to have to be a reset.
Oh, without a doubt. Because when I look at the last two NFC Championship games, the first one, I look a little bit like your guys' Dallas. You know, they went 13-3, but it was first-year head coach. Like, nobody, at the beginning of the year, nobody was expecting the Packers to be in the NFC Championship game. Nobody was expecting the Packers with a first-year head coach coming off of firing Mike McCarthy, missing the postseason for 2 years in a row. They weren't expected to go 13-3 and make it to an NFC Championship game. And then even when they got to the NFC Championship game, we all kind of knew what was going to happen against San Francisco.
But did we think that was a successful season, even though they got trucked by San Fran?
I felt it was a good step forward because, again, new coach, new scheme, bunch of new players that they brought in. So to go 13-3 and make it to that NFC Championship game, that was a huge step forward. So that set the expectations for last year. And that's why last year, the NFC Championship game was disappointing because they made it back there. They were certainly, I thought, a better team than they were the year before, and they should have found a way to beat Tampa Bay, and they did not. And they didn't. And that's why that's disappointing. So now you come back with that expectation to get back there again. As somebody who played in three straight NFC Championship games, you guys won two of them. Like what? How do you deal with the expectation of championship or bust?
There's a lot of pressure. See, it was different for us in 96 because we were the top dog. Everyone expected us to win that year. We did wind up winning, even though we went through some hiccups.
I mean, I remember
early in the year.
I remember the Sports Illustrated NFL preview back when that was such a big deal. I think it was Reggie, Brett, and Robert on the cover, and it said Super Bowl or bust.
It was Reggie, Brett, and Mike. And I remember that because it was at Kroll's. You ever been to Kroll's restaurant right next to the stadium?
I've seen it. I've never walked into it. But I know what
you're
talking about.
And I've lived there for 10 years. I've never went. But that is like the spot. That's where they took the picture. But the tough thing is that following year. And I think, you know, the more I look at that team, we lost a lot of players. We lost a lot of players from that Super Bowl team.
You did not have Sean.
Keith Jackson wasn't there. Correct. Sean Jones wasn't there. Yep. Wayne Simmons wasn't there.
Yep. Andre. Desmond.
Andre wasn't there. Desmond wasn't there. And I still think we were expected to win it all.
I mean, you were 12-point favorites in the Super Bowl.
Well, I know that. But I'm saying from the start of the season.
Sure.
Like there's a different kind of pressure when, let's say I don't want to use Tampa Bay, but I think Kansas City, that's not even right because they just won it. There is an extreme amount of pressure when you are the top dog and you have not won a Super Bowl in 30 years. Essentially, that's what we were.
That's what you guys were.
But for this year for them, there's, even though they are not the top dog, they're probably, what, five, I think, the last power rankings?
Yeah, four or five, something like that.
There's a tremendous amount of pressure because of The Last Dance.
Yep.
Right?
Without a doubt. Because everybody knows that this team is not going to be the same in...
No, next year?
In 2022.
No.
Like, even if Aaron Rodgers decides that the culture has gotten to a place that he wants to be here still, and they renegotiate, because they're going to have to renegotiate that deal for Rodgers to be here, like, there are going to be a number of other people that they're just not going to be able to keep. Whether that's Devontae, whether that's Za'Darius Smith. I mean, this is such a top-heavy roster to lose some of those top-end guys that are pro bowlers and borderline all-pros. But yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. No, so
next year, there's going to be a little bit of a reset no matter what next year.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, and we talked about it earlier this week. I don't think we're talking about the defense enough. And a good reason why we're not talking about the defense enough is because we just don't know.
We just can't talk. I mean,
just don't know.
I would love to talk about
it. Yeah.
But they've been... The only guy who could potentially start, I think, is Eric Stokes that they've played. I don't think they've played Campbell.
No.
They haven't played any of the guys up front. They haven't played anybody else in the secondary that's going to start. They haven't played Za'Darius. They haven't played Preston. They haven't played Rashawn Gary. So not only is it a new scheme, and it's really hard to judge because you're going to go all vanilla during the preseason, but they're not even putting guys out there that we're going to see week one down in New Orleans. No. Like, there's nothing that I can do to make any sort of judgment off of this.
Yeah. Like, I just have... I don't know if I was there last year, but I just have no idea. Because you know the offense is going to play well. You know they're going to be a top five offense.
Without a doubt. I don't know
probably
if they're
probably more
league.
Of a top three offense.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to lead the league in scoring, but they're going to be top five. You don't have to worry about
it. But the defense could be 12th or it could be 32nd, where they would have no chance.
I mean,
right?
It's not going to be 32nd, right?
It can't be 32nd. What were his two previous stops?
It can't be. But there's too much talent on that defense to finish 32nd. Like, you have too many playmakers.
He was also part of the Rams staff that was number one last year. He wasn't leading it, but he was part of it.
There's a big difference between calling defense and just coaching the linebackers.
But
you know?
Between Jair, between the Smiths, between Gary, Kenny Clark.
But you have an upset Smith.
Yeah, but we also have a motivated Smith.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. It outweighs it. Right. You got one motivated,
so that
one
cancels
upset.
One another out?
Equal out. They're both
but
be
are
fine.
You guys with me? Nothing will shock me. Nothing. It won't shock me if they finish 30th. I guess it might shock me if they finish.
If they finish like number one. Finish number one, that would be very surprising.
Oh, there's...
That would be very surprising if they finish number one. Like, that's the direction you're going.
He wants to say there's no shot in hell. He wants to say that.
I know he
I
does.
Do.
Say it.
I mean, could this be a top 10 defense?
Yes, I think it can be. I think the potential is there to be a top 10 defense. They have enough playmakers on that team. They have enough guys that can change the game that it can be
a top 10
defense.
What did they finish last year? Was it
middle of the pack?
Middle of the pack.
I want to say 15, 16.
Yeah, I'm double checking that, but I think that's right.
What do you go by? When we talk about this, do you go by yards or do you go by points?
I combine the two.
Oh man.
I combine the two.
And
I don't
do the math in your head?
Pardon?
And then do the math in your head?
No, I kind of, if you're 10th in yards and you're 25th in scoring, I put them, 18, 17, 18. I don't just do it based upon one thing or the other. And I don't think it'd be fair this year because he's been on record as saying, look, I run a bend but don't break defense. I don't have a problem with giving up yards. The big thing is points, keeping them out of the end zone, right? We got to see how that works out, because if that's the case, then the offense is going to be not on the field as much, and this is a team where, you want this offense on the field. I just don't know. I don't know.
What'd you say, Ash?
13th was scoring defense
for
the Packers.
They were 9th in yards.
Okay.
Man, why'd they fire Pettine?
I was just going there. I was just going there.
They didn't. That's the thing.
That's
they didn't fire Pettin. His contract expired, and I don't think he really wanted to be here.
No, there was a riff.
Yeah.
You know?
It didn't seem like he wanted to be here. It didn't seem like they wanted him here.
That's why you got to be very careful hiring your guys. right? Which gives me pause.
How much better would we feel if Jim Leonard was the DC? Would we just feel better because he's led some good Badger defenses? We know, he's the local kid.
There is a huge difference between a defensive coordinator in college and then one in the pros.
100%. And my guess is that Jim Leonard,
you're saying if we're win now?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Because Jim Leonard is obviously a fan favorite.
Correct.
You know, went to a small high school, was a walk-on, had a 10-year NFL career. Like, his story is fantastic.
Great story.
Fantastic
great coach.
And he's been a great coach at Wisconsin.
Correct.
And whenever he wants to make that leap to the NFL, whenever he makes that decision, I think he's eventually going to be a good defensive coordinator in the NFL.
I don't know if he's going to be a good defensive coordinator in his first year. You know?
Yeah. So maybe it worked out for the better that Jim Leonard's not the DC this year.
And you guys know how I think. You know, Nick Saban.
Do we?
Nick Saban, very good coach. But when you get all the 5 stars in the country and you win, I lean more towards a guy that doesn't get the 5, like a Luke Fickell doing it in Cincinnati. Like, yeah. All right, that.
Top 10 team. They're a top 10 team.
That's pretty good.
Preseason, Cincinnati.
So.
Shout out to Luke Fickell. Also, shout out to our friends at the Jewelry Center. Hit them up online, shoptjc.com. It can be a stressful situation when you've made that decision in your life that you want to take the next step. You want to get engaged. I was there, and I made that decision. Went to the Jewelry Center. They made the decision so much easier. It can be stressful. You don't know what ring you want to pick out. You want to make sure the ring's perfect, but the Jewelry Center's there to help you out. And what I did is I went to their website, shoptjc.com, took a look at their inventory. But if you don't even have a clue, you don't even know where to start, well, take a look at your significant other's social media, Facebook, Pinterest. Get ideas. You can send those to the Jewelry Center, and then they can start the process and help you from there. Plus, what's also great about the Jewelry Center, financing interest-free. And if you have a little bit of issue on your credit, don't worry. They can probably help you out because they have engagement rings starting at $799. That's just $35 a month. Check out the Jewelry Center. 3 locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. Or check out the Jewelry Center online at shoptjc.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hold on. Tell you this with certainty. Not 100% certainty.
14%, would you take 14%?
40% of the people do not know whether the groundhog seeing his shadow is good or bad.
On 94.5 ESPN. Did it!
Chewy just asked me a very interesting question.
I forgot. What did I ask you?
You asked me if we should be more worried about the Saints than we are.
Oh.
I don't even know what the line is for that game. Hold on, I got to get Jameis, off our Wi-Fi just so I can look Jameis, up gambling numbers.
They just named Jameis the starter. I'm going to say the line is Packers 4. Which, does that worry you?
Yeah, well, so here's what I'm worried about. Because it seems that they're giving Royce Newman every opportunity to start at right guard. Like, they're giving him every opportunity. It seems that if I had to bet between the 3 guys competing for the guard spots, if one of them had one locked up, my bet would be Royce Newman at right guard. So that means it's either Runyon Jr. or Lucas Patrick at left guard. So you're probably starting 2 rookies, you're going down to New Orleans, and you're going to be playing in front of a packed house for the first time in 2 years. You know, hey, these guys, you know, playing big boy college football, you're going to be playing in some noisy environments, but you didn't play in the noisy environments last year because they weren't allowed at full capacity.
No, when Jason echoed what I said, I think, I don't know, I can't remember if it was on air or off air, that when Lindsley started as a rookie, he had 2 solid guards on the side of him because that's what you do, you know, because defenses are going to try and find a weak link and attack that weak link, but it makes it a little easier when you have experienced guys on either side because they can help out because you stay there longer, you know? So the online coach is like, all right, they play a 3-4, guy on the nose, guards, give him a little more help. Pay a little more attention there before you peel off and go somewhere else. But when you have a rookie, yeah, I can see why you're
I'm a little nervous. Packers are favored by 3.
Okay.
So they're on the road. They're favored by 3 in New Orleans. That is, across the board that I see from VegasInsider.com. They're favored by 3.
Because I actually thought this was going to be a layup game.
It's because you thought Taysom Hill was going to start at quarterback.
That, and then all we heard about all offseason long is the cap hell that the Saints are in, but they seem to kind of weather it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some questions about the interior, much like the Packers, the interior of their offensive line. There are questions about Michael Thomas and what's going on with his situation. They had to gut their defense a little bit, which hasn't been good for a while.
But Jameis scares you because Jameis can be really, really good. Or he can be really, really bad.
I'm wondering if a bend don't break versus him is a good thing to start, if he's going to be a little anxious and wants to push the ball down the field and he makes a couple of mistakes early. But if Sean Payton can rein him in, look, the potential of Jameis Winston, I have always thought has been there. I mean, his last year in Tampa Bay, he led the league in passing. He threw for over 5,000 yards. He threw 30 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Now, in this day and age, like, you can't throw 30 picks. Like 30 picks has always been a bad number, but especially when the top guys are only throwing single-digit interceptions and you're throwing 20 more interceptions than they are, I understand why Tampa Bay wanted to move on. But the potential for Jameis is there, and it's his second year under Sean Payton. I think he's got a really good chance
to
put together
his last
a good
dance.
Season.
Oh, this is it.
This is his last opportunity.
He screws
without
this
a doubt.
Up.
Yes, without
he's
a doubt.
He's done.
Without a doubt.
But like you said, you know what? He reminds you a little bit of Brett early on in his career, you know, where he's going to do amazingly good things and sling it around. But, I mean, did he have a season of 30 interceptions? I know he had some
20s. He got to 29. I believe his worst was 29. I think that's the highest Brett went, and I think it was 2005.
So, and Sean Payton is a very good coach. You know, it took a Mike Holmgren in order to rein Brett in. The question is Sean Payton going to do the same for Winston? You know, now you got me a little concerned about this first game.
Maybe Ashton. You know, I'm going to blame Ashton. I'm going to blame Ashton, and that is like
collateral damage.
His nervousness is worrisome. It's just rubbing off of me.
That's fair.
And he's brought that to the Packers fan base since he is now a Packer.
Well, I mean, trust him? I don't trust him at all.
Oh, I would trust Ashton with my life.
What the hell, man? I thought we were friends now.
I'm saying from the standpoint of a Packer fan.
Oh, I would trust him even more. I mean,
he's a toad now.
Chewy, I wore gear. I don't know. I literally, in my previous life as a bad Bears fan, I would have never even thought of purchasing or having in my possession Packers gear. I'm willingly wearing
it. How long ago were you a Bears fan?
That's not important.
No, see? I mean, you can't walk through the door and say, oh, I'm a Packers fan now, right?
I mean
there's a process you have to go through in order to get that tag.
I have to get initiated?
I feel like Ashton can skip a lot of those steps because he is the producer of the Packers Radio Network. He listens and is more attentive to every Packers game more than a bunch of Packer fans are.
Every single snap, Chewy. Everyone for the last 8 seasons.
Yeah, but Jen is a Bears fan working here in Packer country.
Yeah, but she's not a part of the Packers Radio Network.
Yet.
I can't imagine that she would take on any duties with the Packers Radio Network and take 0 days off.
How long ago were you a Bears fan?
It was
2 years?
No, it was like week 12 last year is when I finally flipped.
You are an idiot for trusting him. No.
I bought him a Packers hat. The Packers gave him a Packers gear to celebrate the NFC North Championship.
That's right, they did. I wear it all the time.
All right, so you're a pseudo Packer fan, all right, that's what I'll call you.
See, is it Packer
fan?
But
are you worried? Are you worried?
Of Jameis Winston?
I mean,
of the Saints.
Is Ashton worried? Come on.
Yeah, we can't put that would be the poll of is Ashton worried? Yes or yes? Because I'm obviously worried. Again, Chewy, how do I wake up every day? I wake up nervous and worried. Of course. Am I as worried as you guys are becoming yourselves? No, I'm not. I guess I don't buy into Jameis Winston as much as you guys do. Even the possibility of, hey, he's got flashes. I'm like, but also Aaron Rodgers. I'm looking at the opposite way. Like, Aaron Rodgers is pissed off and he just wants to go. I'm looking at, again, another like 40-point game from Aaron. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. Ooh. But, because the 3-point line does give you a little bit of pause, but Vegas takes them a while to get their feet under them when it comes to picking these games as far as the spread.
Especially early in the season, because there is no preseason. We don't get to see a lot of these guys play, so it's hard to get a feel. But right now, so you got to look at it this way. On a neutral field, Packers would be 6-point favorites.
Yes.
Because they're 3-point favorites.
Correct.
On the road.
Correct. Yeah, but like you said, this is a dome.
I'm just worried that some early mistakes could cost the Packers, and then they're playing uphill. Do I think the Packers are the better team? Absolutely. Am I with Chewy? Do I think that the Saints are a playoff team? Probably not. Maybe they can sneak into that 7 spot just because the Bears snuck into that 7 spot, so that means anything's possible from a year ago. Like, look, here's another reason why Ashton's a Packers fan. He abandoned the Bears during a playoff season.
Yeah, but
during a playoff push.
Trubisky pushed him out. Huh?
Trubisky won the Knicks Most Valuable Player Award for losing during that playoff game against the Saints last year. So, I mean, again, if I wasn't rooting for that, I'm obviously not going to root now.
Okay.
Nickelodeon.
I'm not donning you a Packers fan yet.
What's he got to do? What does Ashton have to do to earn your trust as a Packers fan?
Run naked down Capitol Ave with his Packer hat on. Over.
What else could Ashton do?
What can Ashton legally do?
And consciously.
I don't know, but I'm watching you.
I'm serious. If you come up with an initiation that the four of us from Jen Gets Back agree to by opening week, I'll do it.
Okay.
I mean, I bet this afternoon. So I'm filling in this afternoon on Scalzo and Brust. Ben Brust is out once again, and I'm in with Greg Scalzo. Now, Brust is not allowed on the Scalzo and Brust train to Super Bowl 56. They've got the Packers train going, and Brust is not allowed on. I bet I could get this afternoon. Ooh. I bet I could get Ashton on the train.
Why, Brust is a Bears fan? I know he's from Chicago.
There's a little bit of that, but he...
Yeah, but what's Scalzo? Scalzo's not. He's from
driving the
Massachusetts.
Train. He's driving the train.
He's a Patriots fan.
I understand that.
What's worse, a Patriots fan or a Bears fan?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great question.
For us Packers fans, it's obviously a Bears fan.
Correct.
They're the worst.
See? You can trust him.
All right. Well, you need to find out where Scalzo's loyalty lies.
All right. We'll find out where Scalzo's loyalty lies, but I bet I can get Ashton on the train to Super Bowl 56. Brust isn't allowed on because he was on the love train, then he's bad-mouthing Aaron Rodgers a lot, so they're not allowing him on the train, even though he desperately wants on the train because the train is fun. The countdown to Summerfest is on. Big gig back next week, and we want you to be there. Caller number 7. Caller 7 right now to 800-990-3776 gets a 5-pack of tickets. When you're out there, come check us out at the 94.5 ESPN Broadcast Center live from the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone each day. 800-990-3776. Caller 7. Visit ESPNWisconsinContest.com for official contest rules.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I could be Craig. We went to the Bucs game, and I was sitting next to Michael Jordan and Larry Bird, and Harper knew more about their stats than I did.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
One way to go into the weekend on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Only one way. And that's to give you our hots and our colds.
It's time to take the temperature on the news of the week.
He's got more grease than a thermometer.
Who's hot?
Boy, this was the best day ever.
And who's cold?
I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
On Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Who's hot? Who's cold? Is presented by Midwest Heating and Cooling, delivering trusted HVAC services to homeowners and businesses in southeastern Wisconsin. Midwest Heating and Cooling. When it comes to comfort, you deserve the best. Choose Midwest.
Okay, I will start it off with a hot. Gabe's not going to like this, but Koepka and DeChambeau are going to cease on the rift, at least for the Ryder Cup. Put them together. Put them
never gonna
alternate
happen.
Shot. Why?
Never going to happen.
Ashton, ratings would be so much better than they're going to be. People would love it.
No, they wouldn't.
A little bit of drama. Ashton, would you love it?
I think on the surface I would love it, but I'm okay with being told that I wouldn't because I think Gabe has a case for why I wouldn't love it.
Well, no, you would you love it? Yes, but would it make you tune in to watch golf?
Yes!
At the end of the day, guess what you have to do in order to watch to see
golf.
If things are going to be blowing up?
What if you knew before the telecast that there was going to be a rift between the two of them in the middle of the round? You don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. Must see TV.
Yeah, but you don't know that. It's going to be live TV. It's not like it's going to be on tape delay because they're playing overseas. It's happening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
You mean
up at
to tell
Straits.
Me if they paired the two together, there wouldn't be a rift at some point during however many holes they have to play?
Here's the other thing. Steve Stricker wants to win. He doesn't want his team to blow up. He wants to win the Ryder Cup.
Entertain. Are you not entertained?
I've got a cold.
Okay.
It's the big guy sitting across from me.
What did I do?
Chewy was wrong. This from the 262 on our talking text line, 800-990-3776. We were talking about how your tongue, and there's a map, and it kind of, you know, the front of it's the sour, and the middle is sweet, and the, you know, the sides. So from the 262, he says, Chewy was wrong. The tongue map is a common misconception. Wine glasses are different shapes to affect the smell. These things are easily Googled. And you know what? I'm going to throw myself in with the cold along with Chewy.
I'm calling BS.
This is the first time I've just blindly trusted Chewy. And this is, of course, what happens.
He was so confident.
I'm calling BS.
You know what, though? I Googled. This is exactly what I Googled.
Yes.
Wine glass shape Y is how I typed it. Wine glass shape can enhance the wine's aroma, which in turn impacts how your wine tastes.
There
I don't
you
know,
go,
Gabe. That's from cgtwines.com.
Okay, so there's a little bit, but what about the tongue map?
The tongue map, I'm not even sure how to
there
type that on this
map.
Computer.
Is he saying there's no tongue map?
That is what this texter from the 262 is saying.
There is a tongue map. There is.
This
Someone
is not,
come to
not.
My defense out there. All right, I have a positive.
That's a hot in this segment.
A hot, and it's hot. Week zero starts up.
It is hot,
college
but that's
football
cold for me.
Why is that a cold?
No, you
we
just
have
said
the game I am eyeballing is Nebraska, Illinois. Right, it's up against the Packer game. I will watch some of the Packer game, but it is preseason, like you said. I want to see what Bielema is going to do in the Big Ten, being back.
I was saying how hot it is. Is it cold for me?
Why
the
is
temperature?
It cold?
The weather.
Oh.
Like, it's just too hot.
It's just too damn hot.
You're going to be inside. Oh, you can't watch it anyways. You guys got to work. That's a hot. Have fun.
Yeah, you know what? I love to watch the Packers. I'm excited.
All right, how about this for a hot? Your Milwaukee Brewers. They have a huge lead in the National League Central. They are 8.5 games clear of the Cincinnati Reds. Like, it's to the point that we have not reached the final month of the season, and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is putting up what's the Brewers' magic number to reach the playoffs? These are articles that are being written about the Milwaukee Brewers. That's how good they've been playing. Yeah, they dropped one yesterday, but they took 2 out of 3 against Cincinnati. They've won 10 of their 12 series since the All-Star break. Unbelievable baseball being played by the Brewers.
Okay, I have a cold for you. Ashton, you ready?
Yeah.
It's a Friars Friday! Woo! Swept by the Dodgers. Gonna miss the playoffs. Where's your sunglasses? It's over. Bye-bye. Front-running Jessies.
I mean, Ashton still has his sunglasses in his...
You weren't gonna do it. You can't do it for 20 weeks in a row, and because they got swept by the Dodgers, good chance they're not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're only
you
a couple
can't
games
cut it
back.
Off.
They're still going to make the playoffs. They're going to overtake the Reds. They're going to be the second wild
Were
card.
You going to have that as a hot?
I mean, they got swept. There's not
I'm
a lot
sad.
Of good.
Yeah,
there's
not a
there's
good.
There's not a lot of good stuff to talk about.
I'm putting the sunglasses on upside down. There's not a lot of good going
you
on
You better
right
put the rally cap on,
there's,
too, because
there's not a lot
they
going on right now with the Padres. And their schedule's brutal this last month. They get for playing in the toughest division in baseball.
Freaking Giants.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the Giants. Let me tell you.
They're
I don't
good.
Even, I don't even, are they? I still don't know if they're good. I've watched them play. I don't know. I'm skeptical.
I mean, Kevin Gausman might be their best pitcher.
Please. Brandon Belt.
You got to love teams like that, though. It gives you the feel of Tampa Bay Rays.
I'm
How
sick of the Rays, too. Every time I look at the standings, Chewy, every time I look at the standings, I'm like, wait a second, why are we not talking about the Rays? And then I'm reminded, we do this every single year. They have a 7-game lead, and I'm like, okay, well, great. Now what? They're going to lose in the playoffs again. Boom.
So you're not an underdog guy? You don't root for the underdog?
I root for a story, so sometimes. But also, I like teams that are good being good. Like, I was rooting for the Warriors when they kept winning titles because they were awesome to watch.
You want to know what a good story is? How about this for a hot? How about Chris Sale throwing his third career immaculate inning yesterday? How about the Sox kit? You back on?
I'm on. Yankees, I don't like, though, and they've won, 12 in a row?
Yeah, they
What's
keep
their
winning.
Deal?
Yeah, I don't know.
They cheat.
Yeah, they do. Bunch of cheaters.
Yeah.
Bunch of filthy cheaters. I don't know how, but they're cheating.
Probably.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I mean, a lot of good baseball being played, but it's football season now. Chewy is right.
I got a cold.
Chewy was right.
Cold. Sorry, holy. Can we get in here, though?
Chewy was
yeah,
right.
Seconds.
I don't like the noon game tomorrow. Don't like it at all. Oh, I got work to do. 3:25 was perfect. Gotta change my schedule.
I get my whole Saturday
night
now.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do starting on Saturday next week when college football games start at 11?
Watch. There's some great games next week.
All right, there you have it. Week zero. I don't know why it's week zero, but it's here. Games that actually start counting, they start tomorrow. So do the Packers. Coming up next, it's Wilde and Tausch.